Hello, listeners. It's Andrew Lister once again from the Shadow Vane podcast. I want to apologize because, as I've said before, the month of May is god-awful, and I apologize for not getting an episode out on May 1st. But fear not, we are going to have two episodes of poetry, and these are all poems with a similar sort of theme, looking at death. So I hope that you really enjoy these episodes going forward, and they both will be released in the month of May. Don't forget about the What Scares You contest. To enter, all you have to do is send us an email over at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Tell us what you are most afraid of, and we will put your name into an entry for some free Shadowvane swag, as well as a guest appearance on a future episode. Speaking of future episodes, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/shadowvane to see what stories we will be doing next in the Classic Tales of Terror. We have a list of those up right now. For a simple donation of $1 a month, you can find out what those stories are going to be. Also, we just received a brand new set of stickers. Yes, our backers will actually be getting these stickers pretty soon. These stickers are for Progenics Labs, and I believe we have a picture posted on Patreon. You do not need to be a patron to see those pictures. They're pretty cool, folks. All right, enough of me talking. Let's get to the poetry. Remember, we're going to have two different episodes of poetry this month. Take it away, creepy voice.
Welcome to the Shadowvane Podcast. Tonight, a collection of death poetry, part one.
Despair. Written by H.P. Lovecraft. Read by Rob Weeks of Firefly Podcast. O'er the midnight moorlands crying, through the cypress forest sighing, in the night wind madly flying, hellish forms with streaming hair, in the barren branches creaking, by the stagnant swamp pools speaking. Past the shore cliffs ever shrieking, damned demons of despair. Once, I think I half remember, ere the gray skies of November quenched my youth's aspiring ember, lived there such a thing as bliss. Skies that now are dark were beaming, gold and azure, splendid seeming, till I learned it all was dreaming, deadly drowsiness of dis. But the stream of time, swift flowing, brings the torment of half-knowing, dimly rushing, blindly going, past the never-trodden lea. And the voyager, repining, sees the wicked death-fires shining, hears the wicked petrels whining, as he helpless drifts to sea. Evil wings in ether beating, vultures at the spirit eating, things unseen forever fleeting, black against the leering sky. Ghastly shades of bygone gladness, clawing fiends of future sadness, mingle in a cloud of madness, ever on the soul to lie. Thus the living, lone and sobbing, in the throes of anguish throbbing, with the loathsome furies robbing, night and noon of peace and rest. But beyond the groans and grating of abhorrent life is waiting, sweet oblivion culminating, all the years of fruitless quest.
I Heard a Fly Buzz When I Died by Emily Dickinson. Read by Jeremy Marr.
I heard a fly buzz when I died. The stillness in the room was like the stillness in the air between the heaves of storm. The eyes around had wrung them dry, and breaths were gathering firm for that last onset when the king could be witnessed in the room. I willed my keepsakes, signed away what portion of me be assignable, and then it was there interposed a fly, with blue, uncertain, stumbling buzz between the light and me. And then the windows failed. And then I could not see to see.
Annabelle Lee by Edgar Allan Poe. Read by Emily Salzer.
It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabelle Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea, but we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabelle Lee, with a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that, long ago, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabelle Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulchre in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, this was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabelle Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above, nor the demons down under the sea, can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabelle Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabelle Lee, and the stars never rise but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabelle Lee. And so all the night tide I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in her sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea.
Do not go gentle to That Good Night by Dylan Thomas, read by Mike Richards.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Good men, the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned too late they grieved it on its way, do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men near death who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Thank you for listening to a classic collection of death poetry. This week's episode was produced by Andrew Lister. Another special thanks to this week's readers, Rob Weeks, Jeremy Marr, Emily Salzer, and Mike Richards. This episode was a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information on our podcast or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Please consider supporting our Patreon campaign. For more information, visit patreon.com/shadowvane. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. Also, a special thanks to Rafe for their song, A Song She Heard. For more information and a link to that song, go to shadowvane.net. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we may read it at the end of a future episode. Nort333 said, "If you like podcasts like Night Vale and creepy stuff, listen." Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.